Hello, people of the internet. This is James David West. I voice Dr. Gabriel Larson, one of the main virologists at the ICRS. Listen, you should join our Patreon. For as little as $2 a month, you'll get episodes free of ads and up to a week early. For $5, you'll get access to director's commentary and other exclusives. All the proceeds help us continue to make great content for you. So for more information, please visit apollyon.observerpictures.com and click Become a Member. That's also where you can find transcripts for every episode. Thanks for listening and enjoy the show.
Hey friends, it's Fred Greenhalgh, producer here at Realm. A new episode of Ominous Thrill is ready for your ears. It's Advice After Dark. Late night radio host Belladonna delivers extreme advice to the delight and horror of her audience until a creepy listener forces her to confront the brutal consequences of her show. Here's a preview.
Welcome to my live stream, Bella. Say hello to everyone.
What do you want?
Click the link. Watch along.
I'm not clicking links from psychos.
You put that trash on the radio every night and I'm the psycho?
You sound like you need help.
I'm not one of your fake callers. My show is very, very real. Do you want to know what it's called?
No, I don't.
It's called Belladonna Gets What's Coming. Starring you.
What?
It's really starring me, but it's all about you. And you'd be surprised how many people want to watch you get what's coming.
I called the police. They'll be here any minute.
Yeah, well, we should be done before they get here.
Find Ominous Thrill out now, everywhere you listen.
Calling all lovers of mystery and fans of a good story. If you haven't already heard me talk about June's journey, you're in for a treat. It's time to don your detective hat in this free hidden object mobile game that delves into the captivating journey of June Parker, a self-proclaimed detective on a quest to unravel the mystery surrounding her sister's untimely death. In June's journey, you get to play as June, deciphering clues and unveiling secret plots within thousands of beautifully illustrated scenes. And did I mention it's set in the glitzy 1920s? New chapters are added weekly, so you will never run out of new thrills to uncover, and you can also personalize and decorate your very own Orchid Island where the story takes place. How sharp are your detective skills? Find out when you download June's Journey on your Android or iOS device, or play online via Facebook Games. Your detective journey awaits. As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch, and organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business, from the launch your online shop stage all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the US. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/realm.
Observer Pictures presents Apollyon. Written and directed by Faith McQuinn. This is episode 17, The Secrets We Keep.
Xavier, Would you like to join me for lunch?
Is that code for something?
No, I'm going to eat, and I thought you might want to join me.
I don't know what gave you that idea, but yeah, sure.
This is a nice change of scenery.
If you say so.
Xavier, I know that we're not exactly friends, but we've been working together for over 6 months now. I thought we could at least be civil.
We are civil.
I'd hate to see what you're like when you're uncivilized.
I am never uncivilized.
How's your family?
They're all well.
My family is well, too. My oldest is heading to university soon.
Oh. What are they studying?
English.
Oh, you must be so proud.
Of course I am. The world needs teachers.
Yeah, that it does, but does your son, right?
Yes.
Does he want to be a teacher?
No, he's interested in the theater.
Yeah, the world needs art, too.
He wants to study in London.
Are you going to let him?
I keep telling him he won't be able to return home until he completes his studies.
Yeah, I assume that's why he wants to go.
How are you feeling about the board?
I think they're very satisfied with the results of the safety testing.
Do you think they seemed optimistic?
I'd say so. They're definitely throwing more money at this than any of the other studies conducted in the last year.
Of course they are. This is more important than any other study.
Yes, but we both know that's not the only reason.
What other reason would there be?
They're preparing long-term housing facilities and giving full salary compensations.
Right. We've gone over this.
When's the last time the DHH has done that for a drug trial?
I'm sure it's...
Redivir, Felicity. It was Redivir.
Have you shared these concerns with your team?
What makes you think I was concerned?
Have you shared anything with your team?
Nothing they aren't required to know.
Good. Doctors Ramsey and Larson are quite brilliant.
I wouldn't have them on my team otherwise.
But brilliance isn't enough, Xavier. They have to have a true sense of duty as well. Do you know if they have a true sense of duty?
They believe in the ICRS mission, Felicity. We all do.
Of course. But asking is the only way I can be sure.
We have the results back from the small test group for phase one. The clinicians gave 10, 30, and 50 microgram doses. Elliot, will you read the results?
Yeah. To begin, all volunteers reported similar reactions, which included a mild spike in body temperature and soreness at the injection site. Those receiving the 50 microgram dose also experienced mild nausea and prolonged pain at the injection site. There were no vaccine-related serious AEs.
How long is prolonged?
Looks like the longest was 1 week.
That's not good.
Yeah, but it's not the worst.
We could see subjects dropping out with an adverse event that severe.
May I?
Sorry, Elliot. Go ahead.
Our hematologic and biochemical assays showed no significant difference between the 30 and 50 microgram doses. Each resulted in the highest neutralizing titers around day 17 for the 30 microgram dose and day 12 for the 50 microgram dose.
With the AEs being more serious with the 50 microgram dose, we are recommending the use of 30 micrograms for phase 2.
But don't you think that 5-day difference is a big deal?
In exchange for better adverse events, I'll take the extra days.
And as Annabelle said, we don't want people to drop out. Too many dropouts and the trials can't continue.
We wouldn't want that to happen.
Annabelle, how about you update us on what you're working on?
So, from the results we gathered with the mice and primates in our original study, we decided it was best to begin studies on changing the vaccination route. AVS mostly affects the respiratory system, so we're working towards a mist that could be administered through the nose or mouth.
Does this mean you've abandoned your pill form idea, Horatio?
No, but I have to agree with Annabelle that delivery directly to the respiratory system is a better idea at this time.
I made him put that in writing.
Plus, the development of a smart pill would take much longer than a mist.
I love it when everyone agrees with me.
Anything else?
All good here.
Nope, that's it from us.
Well, we all have work to do, so let's get to it. Elliot, you and I are attending a meeting with the clinicians in an hour. Can you shoot over all those notes?
Sure thing.
And I have a meeting with Felicity Milgram.
Don't get too excited, Dr. Ramsey.
Watch yourself, Horatio. I might send you in my place.
Annabelle, we have work to do, right?
Yes. Yes, we do.
Have a great day, everyone.
You got a minute?
Yeah. What's up?
Do you know what your meeting's about?
Have I ever known what a meeting with Felicity Milgram is about?
Okay, true. This is like the third private meeting you've had in the last couple of months.
I know, but it's good, right? She seems to really like talking to me and asking my opinion. I've gotten some good information.
But nothing concrete.
I'll get there.
How?
I don't know. I'll figure it out.
Oh, that instills so much confidence.
Ha ha.
I still really hate this. The DHH is a scary department headed by an equally scary woman. If passive aggressive were a person, it would be her. And if you cross the wrong line, I have a feeling she could do more than just end your career.
You cannot be serious.
I just want you to be careful.
Gabriel, my life is not in danger.
Does Severine agree with that?
Severine thinks this is dangerous. But for her, anything related to job loss is dangerous. I don't think she believes my life is at risk.
Have you asked her?
Of course not.
Because you're afraid of the answer.
Because it's a stupid question.
We have no idea what happens to people who reveal government secrets. And I seem to recall that you thought people were listening in to our conversations before this whole thing even started.
Your meeting with Felicity.
I need to go.
Be careful.
I always am. Go to work, Larson!
I'm always working!
Micrograms is your recommendation?
Yes. Even though 50 did have a faster response, we feel that avoiding the adverse events are worth the extra time.
You and Dr. Larson were in agreement on this?
Yes.
He seems to be one to push the envelope a bit more. I'm surprised.
He does like to be more aggressive than I do.
Men do tend to be that way. I do understand not wanting to risk the subjects, but I think we could maybe push to 40 micrograms. Mm. I'll make sure to get that updated with the clinicians, and your team can provide the mRNA sequences.
Yes, of course.
I hope we can start administering that dosage next week. All of the subjects for Phase 2 have been processed, but we don't need to discuss that now. That will be covered at Friday's all-hands meeting.
Right.
Anything else, Dr. Ramsey?
No. I believe we've covered everything.
Great.
Dr. Milgram, if you don't mind my asking, why wasn't this covered during the all-hands meeting?
I like having one-to-one time with team members. I met with Dr. Larson early on as well.
Oh, I didn't know that.
I'm surprised. You two seem to be close.
Well, not all information is worth sharing.
That's very true. Now that we're done with official business and still have some time, do you mind if we venture off topic a bit?
No. I don't mind.
Okay. Tell me, why did you choose virology?
I knew virology was how I could help the most people.
That's truly what we as scientists are meant to do, right? We are here to help society, to help people, even when they don't want our help. Now that you've accomplished what you set out to do, what are the plans for your future?
I hope to continue my work with AVS. I don't see 6129 as the end. Just as Redivir wasn't the end for Dr. Hilleman.
That's wonderful. If this vaccine is approved, it is an amazing accomplishment, but it's nice to know that you don't see this as the pinnacle of your career. There is always room for growth. Continued advancements in science is truly how we make the world better. And with scientists as brilliant as you have proven to be, the ICRS will continue in its mission to better society. I do hope your children follow in your footsteps. Another generation of brilliant scientists will make the future bright.
I don't have children.
Oh, why not?
It's not something that's been at the forefront of my mind.
It's our duty to ensure the future, Dr. Ramsey.
I'm doing that with my work.
Of course, of course. You and I are around the same age. You have time.
I guess I do.
Was your mother happy when you decided on virology?
Why do you ask?
Well, her work in patient mental health was groundbreaking. I assumed she would want you to follow in her footsteps.
She was a bit disappointed when I chose virology.
Well, I must say I'm ecstatic that you did. Otherwise, we would not have 6129.
I can't take all the credit, Dr. Milgram.
You are too humble, Dr. Ramsey.
I believe in giving credit where it's due.
Something you did not pick up from Xavier.
My mother never really spoke about her work with the Redivere trials.
What a shame. But that does mean she was loyal to the ICRS and protected privileged information.
That she did. Do you know a lot about the trials?
Absolutely. What kind of director would I be if I didn't know the details of one of our most successful accomplishments? I've devoured many a book on the subject and read all the DHH records.
I hope this isn't overstepping, but I would love to speak with you about that. I've also read some books, but speaking to someone with your knowledge would be enlightening.
How so, Dr. Ramsey?
I want to know more about the work my mother did. Most of that isn't in the history books.
True, but I'm sure there are better people you could speak to on that subject. People who have first-hand knowledge of those trials.
There are no names in the books about who worked on those trials, outside of Dr. Hilleman.
I know, but I also know that you are well acquainted with at least one other person who worked on those trials. There's no way Xavier would keep his mouth shut about his accomplishments, especially since he now has a hand in both the development of Redivere and the first effective AVS vaccine.
Right. But as I'm sure you know, Dr. Weiss isn't exactly the sharing type. He respects privileged information as well.
Respect is a word for it. Normally, I would not divulge information to an outsider, but you are a special case, I believe. Giving you more insight to your mother's work would bring me joy. Maybe it will also convince you of the importance of keeping our legacy going.
For your safety, a citywide lockdown is in effect until further notice.
Zeeshan, open the door!
No. You cannot be near me.
I'm wearing protective gear. I'll be fine.
You can't be sure.
Who's the scientist in the house?
Scientist does not equal doctor.
Well, my Tikri would beg to differ. You need to let me check you. It may be nothing more than a cold.
This is no cold, Savrine. You have to put the mark on the door.
The CDC is chaos right now. I don't know where they're going to take you. I won't know how to find you. My employee status seems to mean nothing right now.
The longer I stay here, the more danger you're in.
We'll wait.
No, I don't want you exposed.
This lockdown will help with control. They're setting up a facility at the stadium. I'll be able to take you myself.
I don't want that. Please put the mark on the door.
I fully object to this.
The world needs you more than it needs me.
I need you.
Please, Janu. Put the mark on the door.
I asked about the Redivere trials today.
And?
And I'm getting closer to some solid information.
On the Redivere trials? We already know about those, Theo.
Yes, but if she trusts me with that information, don't you think that gets me closer to what we actually need?
You've been at this for over a month now.
I'm gaining ground with her, Savrine.
Really? All you have are suggestions and hints. Nothing we can truly use.
Thanks for the vote of confidence.
I'm sorry, Theo, but we are running out of time.
Phase 2 is just beginning. If human challenge trials do happen, it will be to determine the best approach to Phase 3.
Interesting that you say if.
We still don't know for sure.
That's wishful thinking, Theo. You said they're putting test subjects in housing for 24-hour monitoring, and I know they're offering larger stipends. This is how we did it. That's why you have to get something concrete. We need to be far enough ahead of this for something to truly change. Otherwise, They'll spin the story a different way and keep going.
What do you want me to do? Break into Milgram's office?
Of course not. That would be nearly impossible.
That's not the angle I thought you were going to take.
Don't think it's not something I considered.
We really need to have a serious conversation about what you and my mother did during retirement. Since I won't be planning a heist with you, you're going to have to let me go about it the way I am. I've gained her trust. She will eventually give me information we can use.
How do you know you've gained her trust?
First of all, she told me she was the head of the DHH. I also know that she has 4 children.
Simple manipulation tactic. She gave you a bit of information, so you'd feel included and more comfortable with sharing information with her.
Fine. She also told me that she'd be delighted to give me more insight on Mom.
That is interesting. Does she know about our relationship?
Many people have seen us having lunch together when you're here. I'm sure she knows I know you.
Right. But lunch in the ICRS commissary isn't something that would garner attention. I need to know if she really knows about our relationship.
I'm not sure. She hinted at something today. It almost felt like she was trying to get me to divulge something.
She probably was. Have you mentioned me?
Never.
Good. If my name does come up, make sure she says it. I need to know what she knows about me, about us.
And what if she does know about our relationship?
Then hopefully she doesn't think it's anything past your mother's old colleague getting to know you. Your mother and I were very careful over the years, but the DHH has eyes and ears everywhere. They are laser focused on protecting information.
You've noticed that. Felicity Milgram is fiercely devoted to the ICRS.
It comes with the territory.
Were you that way?
Absolutely.
What about Mom?
She never fully bought in. You remind me of her all the time.
Savrine, I need to ask you something. And I need you to be as transparent as possible.
All right.
When you told me this was dangerous, did you mean dangerous for my career or dangerous for my life? Your silence doesn't bode well.
Your life is not in danger.
What about yours?
Not in that sense, no.
Please stop being cryptic. I asked you to be transparent, and I mean it. I've come to accept that revealing this information could mean the end of my career. I mean, I really hope that you have a plan for how to get around that, because I love my job more than most things in this world, but I also understand that there are things more important. This vaccine, people's lives, your life.
You're more important to this world than I am, Theo. I will make sure nothing happens to you.
You can't guarantee that.
When you were younger, that worked.
What about Armand? Without him, how are you going to get the word out to the people in the OL?
I spoke to him yesterday. He's back on board.
How did you manage that?
That's unimportant. What matters is that he's willing to do his part, and I'm glad of that. He's already spoken to his contact in Outer Atlanta. They know people in various neighborhoods in Georgia that can get the word out.
I still don't know how this all ends. How we actually get the truth out there.
An opportunity will come. I'm sure of it.
Wait, what? You have no plan for that?
I can't control everything, Theo.
Could have fooled me.
I'm going to say goodnight now.
Good night, Savrine.
Link, I'm home. Link?
Hey, Dad, you're home early.
No, it's 6.
Really? I must have lost track of time.
You playing a new game or something?
No, I was doing homework.
Oh, it must be intense then. I'm gonna change and heat up dinner.
Yeah, sure. I'll be out in a few to set the table.
Okay.
Great.
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 Nope, not suspicious at all.
Hey, Dad. I want to ask you something, and I need you to promise to not get mad.
Does this have anything to do with your weirdness when I got home?
What? No. Maybe a little?
Okay, what's up?
So, I've been thinking about this since Christmas. Well, before Christmas, really. And Theo said that I should just talk to you about it. And I have tried talking to you about it before, but you always get mad, so...
Is there a question coming?
Why did my mom leave? You said you wouldn't get mad.
I said nothing of the sort. See, you said you needed me not to get mad.
Okay, yeah, but can you maybe not get mad?
Where did this come from?
Reese, actually.
Go on.
Well, I thought about how excited she was to see her kids, and it reminded me...
You know, I don't like to talk about her.
I know, but... Please?
The truth is that I don't really know. She said that she wasn't cut out to be a mother, that we had you too young, but everybody was having kids. It was encouraged, more so than it is now, in fact. She just got overwhelmed and didn't know how to handle it.
Did she tell you she wanted to leave?
Not exactly, but anytime I think about it, I think she was trying to tell me. At least, well, at the time, though, I saw it as exhaustion. We were both just so exhausted.
Sorry.
No, every new parent is exhausted. That's probably why I missed the signs. The day that she left, she said she was going to the gym. She had a bag with her, and I didn't think anything of it. It was so long before she called, and I was so relieved to hear her voice. I mean, I thought she was dead.
Did she say where she was?
No, she just said she wasn't in Atlanta anymore. I didn't find out until right before Christmas that she was in Canada.
Were you mad when she left?
No. I was devastated. The anger came later when I found out that she really wasn't coming back, that she didn't even want me to find her.
That's why she changed her name.
How'd you know that?
You told me.
No, Link, I never told you that.
I'm sure you did.
Tell me how you found out. Tell me!
I looked up my birth certificate. Okay, I looked it up.
How? You need authorization for those records. Who gave you authorization?
You did?
What?
When I was doing that family project at school, you signed the documents. And I may not have been exactly truthful about that being a family project for school.
Oh, hell. What's her name?
You don't know it?
I know it. I want to know if you do. If you have the right person.
Hazel Narumi? Is that right?
Yes.
I sent her an email.
You did what?
She wrote me back.
No, this is not happening.
Dad, I wasn't done.
You are now.
Dad! She said she was sorry. And she asked if she could come see me.
What?
She wants to see me.
This episode featured the voices of Marquita Richardson as Theo Ramsey, James David West as Gabriel Larson, Pamela Paul as Savreen Khanna, J.K. Robbins as Xavier Weiss, Kyle Nishimura as Lincoln Larson, Kirsty Wolven as Dr. Milgram, Meg Biddle Smith as Annabelle, Will Candelaria as Horatio, Mauricio Ortiz Segura as Elliot, Ramanan So Muskonda as Zeeshan Khanna, and me, Dre Silvertooth as Deepa. Producer, Amanda Lorraine. Assistant Director, Van Donnell. Sound Design and Mix, Joshua Sui. Sound recorded by Courtney Hawley at Bauman Sound Studios. Original Theme Composer and Music Supervisor, Catherine Seaton. Additional music provided by Soundstripe Music. Virology Consultant, Peter Krug, PhD. Apollyon is an independently produced podcast distributed by Realm Media. For transcriptions and a full list of credits, please visit apollyon.observerpictures.com.
At Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care. And we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
The ICRS is keeping the world safe.